Hi, welcome to Inside the Disney Vault, the podcast where we watch every single Disney animated movie in chronological order. Whew, I struggled there, and we talk about it. We did that, and we did Pixar, and now we're doing Disney Channel Original Movies, aka DCOMs. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
And today, Inside the Vault, we have, this is legend status we're talking about here. We're absolutely thrilled. She is the star of Florida Girls. She has a podcast called Scam Goddess on Earwolf. It is the one, the only, Miss Lacey Mosley.
Hello.
Hi. Fancy running into you in this section of this vault.
Yeah, this is where I kick it.
This is a great area to kick it in.
What do y'all see in the vault? I see a weird...
I'll answer my own question.
It's a rhetorical question, yes. Because the answer for that is clearly this weird doll that looks homemade as hell.
Yeah.
A weird doll?
Yeah.
Don't even remember. Oh, I see a red Volkswagen bug.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I see some purple caps that look like they were spray painted.
Oh, that light up. Yeah.
Yes, they light up. Mm-hmm.
Technology.
I see nail polish.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, clearly. I mean, I remembered the doll for sure. No, so I obviously, I know. We're talking about
Xenon, girl of the 21st century.
Oh, you guys. Dang. So we got a suggestion for this segment, what it should be called, from John Porcasi. I hope I'm saying that correctly, on Instagram. We're going to call it Smart Housekeeping.
Yes.
Which is very fun.
It's replacing our bare necessity and lots of bare necessities.
Yeah. It's an evolution, you know? So I'm going to tell
you
a little
bit. John.
Thank you, John. I hope you wanted a shout out, by the way. Anyway.
You got it.
Xenon, Girl of 21st Century from 1999. It's our fifth DCOM. It's based on a book called Xenon, Girl of 21st Century by Marilyn Sadler and Roger Bolan. Mm. The original release date was January 23rd, 1999.
Dang.
We got some fun facts. It was a failed pilot for a TV series.
Oh. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a fun TV series.
Yeah. I mean, clearly it went on to have sequels. So, so it, you know, there's more there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They filmed in British Columbia.
Oh.
And there's not a ton for you guys. The film takes place in 2000. Okay. So yes, we can talk about the cast. Stars Kirsten Storms as Xenon Carr.
Raven Simone
as Nebula Wade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuart Pankin as Commander Edward Plank, Holly Fulgar as Aunt Judy, Frederick Coffin as Parker Wyndham, Bob Bancroft as Mr. Lutz, Greg Thurlaway as the dad, Mark Carr, Philip Rise as Protozoa/Microbe, Gwyneth Walsh as Astrid Carr. Let's see, Margie. Yeah. We got some more people, but Gregory Smith as Greg.
Really recognize. Except that there were some like 90s actors that were sort of that you've seen around. I've seen the captain and a bunch of other stuff here and there.
Oh, he was definitely,
you know,
in Honey, We Blew Up Ourselves, or We Shrunk Ourselves.
Oh, the third one of
the one, the third. Yes. That's the one he's in.
Mm.
There's a new one coming out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Rick Moranis is back.
Yeah. Honey, we...
Honey,
our normal
Rick
sized.
Moranis is back. That's what it's called.
Honey, it's a different family.
Chick.
But I saw this movie with Lacey last night. Yes. And Lacey, you said that there were like, you were like, oh, I have the books. And I was like, what do you mean books?
I had the books. I did not remember the plot to the movie. I did remember she was just like a precocious girl. And I had every book about being a precocious girl, which was probably problematic. My parents should have given me books that were like, be quiet, sit down.
Books are powerful, everyone.
Right.
They gave me the ones that were like, metal, you're in charge. And I was like, I am.
I wish I would have had books like that.
Yeah. My first CD was now problematic, Bette Midler. Damn you, Bette.
Bette Midler.
But she has a CD and she had a song on it that was like, I'm beautiful, damn it.
Oh,
and I used to listen to it.
Of course, I remember
all
that
the
song.
Time.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yes, I am.
Incredible. I love that.
But yeah, so I had these books. And so I remember reading them and I remember being super hype when the movies came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. But only the first one. I think I fell off, just like Raven did.
I mean,
Raven left.
Raven fell off real quick. She did. She fell off halfway through the first movie.
She comes back in the third one, though.
She does?
Could they afford her by then?
I think
that's so funny.
Was That So Raven over by the third one?
No.
She was just sort of hanging out.
I don't think That So Raven was on.
Yeah, I don't think it was a conflict. I don't know why she didn't. Yeah.
Oh, damn. When did So They Just Replaced Her.
Started later. I think it was like... the Cheetah Girls was during That So Raven
Yeah,
time.
Was
Cheetah Girls before That So Raven?
But Raven wasn't a cheetah. Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, she was.
But
oh my
not
God.
When they became a real group.
Not when they became 3LW and yeah, they were throwing chicken at each other in
no,
the parking
were,
lot.
They were 3LW before Cheetah Girls.
It was 3LW plus Raven.
Yeah.
That's what well,
no,
minus
one
of the, either
Sabrina.
The L or the W. Yeah.
That was the time to be switching around your girl group. So this child did it.
Nothing
that's
is true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
was a that was a hot time.
Yes.
Just
yeah. That's so fun. That must be that must have been very nerve-wracking to be in one of those groups. Because you don't know, here today, gone tomorrow,
hey.
You know?
Made you fight.
Have
made
a good
fight.
Attitude.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was the problem. Girl groups, I mean, you be thinking you the Beyonce. You need parents to tell you are not the Beyonce.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's okay. That is okay. But yeah, so I guess Raven didn't leave. We thought... that right. perhaps she left to go do That's a Raven.
Oh, Raven didn't start, and That's a Raven didn't start until 2003. So that's 4 years later.
Interesting.
Fascinating. So what was Raven?
Wait, what time was
on?
The sequel made though?
I don't know. But
okay, you guys, I can look up all this.
Disney
info.
Channel star, because I think it was the girl who was in The Color of Friendship.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the Color of Friendship.
What color was that?
We want to know. What color was that?
Just The Color of Friendship.
Have you guys seen Xenon?
The sequel was 2001.
2001.
So she
so
had
this
time.
Was pre.
She had time.
Damn.
Yes,
I want to know what the T there was.
For sure had seen this movie 100 times.
Have you seen it, Rachel?
Yes. I was Xenon one year for Halloween.
Yes.
Recently.
Did you costume. Have to answer a lot of questions?
No.
Oh, okay. They didn't think you were just 80s American apparel.
Wait, didn't I say, I was like, Lacey, you should dress up like Xenon, and you'd be like, I would have to explain who I was.
Yeah, I thought I would have to explain all night. People knew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I think so. It's a pretty specific look, even though, I guess you could, 80s, it does look kind of like that.
Yes, because they're in very tight clothing.
Yeah. Tight.
It is interesting that
so
they're
tight.
Like, well, in space, there's no room for extra clothing, so everyone's got to wear
Well, no, there is extra clothing, but there's like no baggy clothes. That didn't exist. It was all skin tight.
Skin
I thought
tight
it was
unders.
Crazy that, like, in space, you have a different wardrobe than you do on Earth, because Earth is still normal.
It's a different culture in space. Wait, Lacey, you had seen this, right?
Yes, I had, but it was a big refresher because I hadn't seen it in a while.
Definitely, definitely.
And so I was watching it with fresh eyes.
Yes. And
getting
I've never
to re-experience
seen it, so.
The magic. Yeah. And Oscar.
Never seen Xenon.
Yeah.
But I've heard of Xenon. Xenon is one of the popular DCOMs. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Or zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom, boom.
You were singing it super early. I was like, what is Lacey doing right now? Is she scaring me?
This is the DCOM that set off the musical DCOM. This was the what gave High School Musical permission to exist.
Yeah, it took this a while one, for High School
was
Musical.
It, even though this was just
Xenon,
a sprinkling of music.
Yeah, Xenon walked so High School Musical could run. In other words.
That's wow.
So,
no, wow.
Just, that's a history. That's just a fact.
Lacey, what's your connection to Disney? What were some of your favorite Disney movies growing up?
Well, see, I was more of a Nickelodeon hoe. But as a child, I was a hoe. I watched this. I watched Even Stevens. I watched the girls, you know, the Hillarys, the Duffs.
Yes.
When she went to Rome, when she went anywhere. Like, I was.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I was with my girl everywhere she went. Yes. when she started making music, you know,
you were not in.
Fall down and wet my dreams. Is it wake or wet?
I don't know.
Oh, I would thought it was wet my dreams.
Wet my dreams?
It was a much hornier song.
You know what? You might be right. I don't know.
It's a golden shower anthem.
It makes more sense to say wet my dreams, but then also it sounds really
appropriate.
No, yeah,
it doesn't really. Maybe it's just like, you know, choose your own adventure lyrics. Yeah. Like whatever you hear is right.
That's what music is.
But those were the things that I would watch on the Disney Channel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then obviously Xenon was there and Raven and the girls. Yes.
Raven and the girls.
Raven and the girls.
The girls.
Which girls?
The girls.
All the girls. I mean, obviously.
Yes. Obviously.
I did watch Cheetah Girls, Cheetah Sisters, but I, for some reason, I wasn't as into them.
You know? Yeah. Well, I think it was because it was a little later on. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. The Cheetah Girls 2 was so good. I feel like that aired a lot more.
Blink, I've never seen any of those, so I don't know.
I've seen it, but I don't remember. Yeah. Is that the one where they go around the world?
Yeah, yes. And what's her face? What's her name? Mariella or Marisol is in it. And she's like, there's a good song. Anyway, we'll get to there. We'll get to it.
We'll put a pin on Cheetah Girls. How about that?
So you guys want to
jump in?
Talk about Xenon?
Yeah, let's teleport us to the space station.
So this starts with her being woken up by a video that she recorded of herself like the night before.
Can I just say, this movie created so much technology. Like, so much of the technology we have now, I feel like, is thanks to Xenon.
Yeah, can you give me an example?
The iPad/iPhone. Okay. Self-driving cars. Yes, safe. FaceTime. Right. I remember watching this movie and being like, that's so crazy that they all have these things that they can just, like, video chat. Like, that was nuts to me.
Solar-powered cars. Yes,
and that's now we just
Elon
have that.
Elon Musk.
Was in the movie. He did create the spaceship that does look like a ab roller.
Ab roller!
It's kind of all the technology but like basically none of this actually existed.
Yeah.
So self-driving cars, we're still working on it.
Clear menus. menus that they have at the restaurant.
Oh, totally. Very helpful for them to be clear, right? Yeah. Really necessary.
Technology.
So we're getting there. You know, anyway. Yeah. So she wakes up to her own message. It's like affirmations.
And she's like mad at herself because she's like, shut up, me. trying to sleep.
So she's late immediately. She's like a bit of a Ferris Bueller, okay? Yeah. She's like the charming troublemaker is what I'll call her.
Yes.
So she's like running around the ship trying to get to class because she's late.
And then there's like, you could already sense that there's something wrong with the spaceship because there's lots of like weird.
There's like alerts and her roadway is blocked and there's construction.
People just carrying props for her to get under.
To get under. Yeah.
It's like the guy's walking by with a pane of glass back and forth. It's right. Like, what are you doing with that on this space station?
Because when she passes them, they don't go anywhere. They don't. It's not like they continue on their way. They stop. They hold their obstacle and they you know.
It's
hold
like
their
the Truman
position.
Show.
Yeah.
Just like
doing
she
it for
here?
Xenon.
She here. She gets held up and she gets into a little, we see that the commander Plank is like frustrated by her because she's, you know, a little rabble rouser and he's in charge of this.
I keep wanting to call
ship.
Him Plankton, but that's from Lilo and Stitch.
Plankton.
Yeah.
Also
and
from
SpongeBob.
So Plankton, as he will henceforth be known.
No, it's Pleakley, right?
Plank.
No, Pleakley's Plank. From Lilo and Stitch.
That's
Pleakley.
It.
Plankton is from SpongeBob.
And
an actual animal. Or
Plank was a hater. And also,
Plank was a hater, you're
right.
He
was too concerned with this child. I'm like, don't you have to run a spaceship? You were at the top. It's like the president being like, oh, let me go check on these kids at the school. Like,
100%.
Don't you have shit to do?
Yeah, how many people do you think live here?
But
like a lot. Like, I want to say tens of thousands of people.
Tens of
it's
thousands?
It's a big-ass ab roller. You didn't see how big that space station is?
But they only
was?
Have one habit... floor or whatever they called it. What was it? Floor for habitation
yes.
floor?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Because it's not thousands. Because it's probably the size of like a Disney cruise. Which
is
like
I would
maybe
imagine maybe
a thousand.
Like a few hundred.
Yeah.
How many people on a Disney cruise? I feel like there's like maybe what? 5,000?
Rachel would know because she's been in all
know.
Of them.
I don't think it's 5,000. I have no idea. Maybe like 2,000 maybe? Oh, but then you count all the people working there.
Living underneath.
That's still too many people for Plankton to be checking out like one girl who honestly doesn't cause that much trouble.
Here's the thing. The thing that he's wearing every day is like a uniform, right?
Oh,
and it's like bright purple.
The outfits.
So I'm just like
the outfits.
I'd be upset too if my job was in space and they made me wear this purple outfit all day.
And it was so cheap looking. I have a real gripe with costumes and I have a real gripe with props. There were several times that things were supposed to look like technology that I was like,
gosh. What was that one thing
is
you said?
Coffee thermos. That is a silver toilet bowl cleaner. Y'all are not fooling me. And then all the costumes were sewn. Like, who did this?
Costume and props, they were pulling double duty. Was it the same person?
I know y'all had enough money to do better than this.
2,400 people can fit on a Disney cruise.
Okay. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
It's very funny.
I feel like in the 90s, though, like, especially Xenon's outfit was cool.
Yeah, it was very 90s inspired. The spandex, the color.
Yeah, it was like a frosted, like metallic.
So much frost. We'll get to that later.
Oh, yes. This was very Britney's Drive Me Crazy inspired look.
Oh, yeah, the hair, like the pigtails, all that.
Raven's whole look.
So she gets to class. The teacher is a hologram and talking about President Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, that's right.
Which at the time was very much a little winky blinky.
Right.
But now it's just blinky. Sad.
So sad.
I wish.
Also, I don't understand why the hologram had to keep like blinking in and out.
Right, like bad quality hologram.
I was like, don't y'all have technology? Yeah. We get it. He's a hologram. Also, Oscar made a good point about the hologram himself.
That's right. Well, so the character's name was Mr. Perez, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Disney Channel, but I'm clocking you. That man was Caucasian as all hell. How are you going to cast a white man and name him Mr. Perez?
It's the future.
And they were like, no one will notice because we'll put him in lots of prints.
Yeah.
He had on like 5 different prints. I kid you not. And they were like, this is Latino enough.
Oh my god.
And we'll just keep the hologram zipping in and out.
I was like, what? That's not a Perez at all.
Yeah, and I mean, speaking of, you know, the wrong era or whatever, she's at her boxy ass computer typing away, searching for microbe online while this is all happening. And it's like, that computer was outdated like a year after this movie.
Yeah.
Also, I was like, what kind of class is this? Like, it feels like Mr. Perez just could have been a voice speaker. Yeah. Like, I didn't understand.
We don't need a hologram.
And where is he broadcasting in from? Earth, maybe? Because he could see them. He was like, Xenon. Like,
yeah, because Xenon, like, gasps or something.
They couldn't hire one teacher for the spaceship? They couldn't just hire a teacher to just be there in person? They're like, look, we got hologram money, so we're going to have a hologram.
He's in the other room. He's just an agoraphobe.
Gosh, well, there's more to that story, but with Xenon, she's obsessed with a group called Microbe, and we find out they're going to be performing live in space.
That's right, and they're doing a contest.
Yeah, the fans make stuff for them, and they pick the one fan with the coolest thing or whatever.
Weird
and
rules.
They get to dance.
Yeah, like Nebula. What's Nebula's entry?
She writes a story or
something? She writes a story. Xenon makes like a
doll.
A creepy doll.
Oh, that doll. For some reason, I always thought it was like
You also didn't see her doll that she made of herself at the beginning of the movie.
That's right.
I always thought it was like a model, like a clay model.
Yeah.
It was very creepy looking. And then she put her photo on the doll.
Yes, and it says, pick me. Yeah. Which I guess worked, spoiler.
So
there's still some business with Plank. Like, she's right around in the hallway, and they
word. How does she get the doll to him? They gotta send it down to her.
I guess they have like a little box.
It's like at the bank where it's like that tube that goes
zoom.
Yeah, or the mail.
Yeah, maybe there are drones that come by and pick up the mail.
They do have the cargo ship that goes every day.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So at this point, also Plank announces that Parker Wyndham, who's the owner of the space station, will be visiting
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. That's good. I like
winks
that.
Winks too much.
Yeah.
We never know what that wink's about.
Oh my gosh, his winking.
He's creepy.
Ugh.
We never know what that wink is about.
No, we never do find out.
So
he's just creepy. Creepy guys wink.
But it was like too creepy for Disney Channel.
Well, it's like they had to like give him something that was creepy. Ugh. So in the script, they're like, wink a lot.
Well, his whole thing is that he knows a lot about everything, right? Yeah. And people are like charmed by that. They're like, oh yeah, but Xenon, she knows. Yeah. She's like, there's something a little off about this man. And his assistant, I think assistant, lover, I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely lover.
Lover for sure.
But he's too mean to him.
That's a part of
it. Hey.
It's an abusive relationship.
Maybe.
It's a gay relationship. Am I right? No. Am I right, guys? Just kidding.
That was an interesting relationship. So he's like obviously the henchman and does the hench work.
Yes.
Yeah. So he comes in to do, is this about the time he comes in to do his henchman thing?
Yeah. So they're talking about basically the ship has have problems.
Having problems, and we learn that Xenon's parents are scientists working hard and everybody's working real hard up there. Mm-hmm. And
then they come, Wyndham and Lutz come to the ship to check it out.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's worried that the space station's going to close, but they all love living there, so they can't have that.
that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And so while this is happening, then Xenon, being her typical rebel rouser self, mm-hmm. she's going through the recycling because she's trying to outfit her microbe guy with like just the freshest and the latest. Like
the cleanest recycling you've ever seen.
Because Xenon and Nebula both make outfits out of trash, which I mean,
but all the trash is beautiful. It's clean and it's holographic
and it's metal.
Yeah. It's like metal and like
it
foam.
Even trash, you know?
I don't think it's trash.
So discarded. Discarded craft. Another man's treasure. Mm-hmm.
So she's doing so, you know, minding her own business. The only time in the movie she does. And then she opens the recycling bin to hop out of the trash. And who's there?
Lutz.
The henchman. Mm-hmm. Doing bad stuff.
He's trying to get to the main memory. Yes. We find out later he's putting a virus into the ship.
That's right.
Well, we did skip over that quickly. The part where Xenon goes
she goes
outside
out for
of the
a space
ship
walk.
For like a little spit. Yeah.
Gets caught.
And all of her friends are like, we're not going with you. And she gets caught. And Dad's like really funny because he's like, he's kind of excited for her, but he has to punish her. So that's like her first big strike in this. Mm. And then that's why she has to be on her best behavior when Lutz is there. And that's why when she sees him doing that fishy business, she's like, oh no, I gotta tell everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a little boy who cries.
And she was a petty queen at that moment because Lutz saw her and she was like, hey, just going through the trash.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite moment.
And he was like, okay, well, bye, girl. Yeah. Like, I'm just hanging out down here where I'm not supposed to be. And she was like, oh, you know, it is so dark and hard to get to my home. So how about you walk me to my home?
Yeah.
She's great.
She's good. Yeah.
And then she was like this way and he was like this way and she grabs his hand and says, thank you.
Yeah.
So she played him.
This is the beginnings of learning the vernacular of the Xenon universe.
Oh my god, we should talk about the vernacular bit.
Major.
Everything is major. What does major mean?
It's like
I think it means what major actually means.
It's kind of like, like hyperbole, though. Yeah. Like, it's sort of like saying, like, at this point, like, lol. It's like, you sort of say it as a response. It's like an accent. Mm. Or you know what I mean? Or
it's like
an
hella.
Hella. Yeah. Hella. I like that.
It's like
hella.
It's like, you don't need it, but it adds a little something.
Okay, so major is hella. Then they say minor as well.
Minor.
Yeah, that's the bad word.
That's bad minor. Hella.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is a like the concert would be like an event, big event, major.
Yeah, because you have to say major last.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like how
is
Spanish
event
works.
Major.
And then like being punished minor.
Yeah.
Or something like.
Okay,
Yang
now
minor.
She says inky too.
That's
inky
like creepy.
Feeling.
I think that
I like
those
that
didn't exist in the zeitgeist and they tried to make them work. Like it was inky that I felt like, where is this coming from? And also centipedes, minipedes.
What?
Cetacipedes.
That's the big one. That's just like a, oh my God.
I was like, that's not in the same world as major and mine.
Lacey was saying like, oh, just say anything now at this point.
Cetacipedes. Then when she gets to Earth, they have different slang.
Yeah. They have Pachi Malachi. Yeah.
It
doesn't make any sense.
It's funny because he's like, viral is bad. I was like, well, viral's good nowadays. Yeah. So interesting.
What was the one that was like, that we clocked that was like, oh, wait, people say that now.
Oh, they said, oh, we don't want to get popped. Like,
popped,
we get caught.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I was like, we do say popped.
We say
popped
now. Yeah. And they said it.
Somebody gets pinched or popped.
Yeah.
Popped. I didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
You get caught by police.
Lunarius, which is like, I think, like
lunarius.
Beautiful or cool.
Yeah. They say gaseous.
Gaseous is like bad, right?
Yeah. And see, those fit for me because it's like science-y.
Yeah, it's all space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like stellar, I feel like. Stellar.
Yeah,
stellarius or something. There's always like a longer version
of
it.
Yeah, they're too long, too. Slang is meant to be short.
I know, short. So, we need a glossary. We need a Xenon glossary. Hopefully, they'll clarify by the Z-quel.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm on board.
I got
though.
It.
I
speak the language.
I got it. Major.
Future like, Aurora Borealis. Like I'm like too long. It's too long.
What you trying to say? Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's what I mean. It's like duh.
Yeah.
It's like it's so
Aurora
much
Aurora Borealis.
M83 1.29495. You know how the stars have like crazy scientific names.
Like what are you saying? Just no?
Yeah, no. Okay, don't give me the coordinates, just tell me yes or no. Anyway, Wyndham kind of fakes it that he's like a big quote microscope fan and that's actually when she starts to clock him and she's like, "You're lying."
Yeah, you don't love
microbe.
It's microbe. So they're up there for no good. Yeah, they're so Yeah, that part. So she walks. She has Lutz walk her back to bed, I guess.
Yeah.
Which we don't
this
see.
This is when
right?
she no. gets the idea that she wants. She knows that he's trying to get into the main memory, so she gets some kind of code from one of her friends.
From her gay friend.
Leo.
Yeah. From her very gay friend.
Leo. All of her POC friends work so hard for her.
I mean,
and honestly, she does nothing but have the ideas.
Yeah.
Which I, but this is later. You know, you hire a lot of people. Yeah. You hire a lot of black and brown people to do your heavy lifting, and boy, do they do it in this movie.
They certainly do. Boy, Raven Simone does a lot of work.
Raven Simone works her ass off for little gay friends.
Makes boy. Yeah. Oh. And Austin did all. Oh, yeah. Austin is the true star of this movie.
Yeah. He did all the
Andrew.
Work.
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew? Yes, that's his name.
He did all the work. And
what's his name? Was the star of this movie.
And his creepy,
memorable little Austin.
Yeah.
And his creepy ass friend gets the girl, and it makes no sense. But we'll get to Gregory.
We'll get to Greg.
Boy, oh boy, do I have thoughts.
So
Leo sneaks Xenon the code so she can spy on Lutz. She sees him sneaking in, and that's, she gets busted by Plank at this point because she's down there. Oh, she has the code like smeared on her hand.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Which I was like, Xena, you have one job, sis. Yeah. Like, why are you closing your hand? Why are you sweating?
Don't you have a palm pilot or something? Like, what are you doing?
He couldn't give it to you on a piece of paper. Like,
like also, hello, we take photos of everything. We wish you would have had a photo of it.
We didn't know this in the 90s.
No, they did a good job, though. They really did predict a lot. Yeah.
So she gets locked in.
Yeah.
And then she tries to guess the code, guesses it wrong. Mm-hmm. And then comes Mr. Plank, and he is pissed.
Yeah. So
very mad.
But Lutz drops whatever file thingy.
Like, really stupidly, he, like, very dramatically plops in his pocket and does, like, a pat, like, I got it in there. But job well
it was
done.
Crazy.
And the sound was so loud on the ground, like clink, clink, clink. And he just keeps walking.
He was able to hear her like lightly touch the grate.
Right.
Accidentally, she hit her head on the grate, but he couldn't hear the heavy ass clonk, clonk of the hollow, like the disc
and, like,
hitting
the
floor.
If something's that important, wouldn't you like make sure it's there and like hold it with
he didn't even know that it wasn't with him until they got to Earth.
Yeah.
He was like, nope.
Until he saw it like on her ear.
Yeah.
I'm not making him my best man anytime
now
soon.
Now I will say though, I was going to think that that was a huge, like a mage, a plot hole major.
Oh, yes.
Because I was like, he would need to have this thing. He would definitely check to see if he had it. But since he was installing a virus, then he don't need that afterwards. He's like, virus installed.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want the
evidence. That's the
evidence.
Yeah,
he doesn't want
it
to fall
like
into someone else's hands.
The AOL discs that you
that's
get.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
You don't need it once you're done.
So Plank is pissed.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought too mad. She's
too
just
mad.
In a closet.
Too
What's
mad.
She going to do in there?
Yeah.
I mean, set
an ultimatum.
They're on high alert because Wyndham is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he freaked out and he talked to the parents and was like, listen, you either give her a punishment that's justifiable for the crime she's committed, which is none, or I will have to. And her parents send her to dun-dun-dun.
Well, they ground her.
They ground her.
Literally ground her.
Yeah. And at first she doesn't know what that means. Oh, and Xenon has never been to Earth.
Never. Yeah. Well, she's from Earth.
She's from Earth.
When she was five, she was at Earth.
Oh,
she
okay. So she hasn't
been only
since
lived up there for
five.
8 years.
Here's the wild part to me. Disney loves to make parents trash or kill them. And in this episode, or in this movie, they made them trash. These parents never listened to their daughter, never trusted her, sent her to Earth. Like, as soon as they were like, oh, listen, you're about to lose y'all science job. They was like, oh no, we can't lose our science job. Pack it up, Xenon. You're going to live with your auntie. And we said that this was like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like,
oh my God.
It's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes, yes.
So that whistle for a spaceship when it came near.
Oh my God. That is so funny. Yes, she absolutely.
It truly is.
I mean, oh, wow. This is a story all about how.
So this with Aunt Judy.
Yeah. My life got twisted upside down.
But you're right about the parents. I mean, especially the mom. Like, the dad at least seems amused by her.
Yeah.
But, like,
he's
the
like
mom.
Like, a fun dad that's not really a parent.
Right. Yes. And so
he's the Robin Williams. She's the Sally Field.
Yeah.
When
she
was
to be the bad guy.
Yeah. When she was floating in space, the dad, like, did give her a moment to continue enjoying space.
Before he dragged her back.
Before he was like, okay, I should actually drag you back out of space, though.
So Wyndham makes an announcement that he's impressed and he's going to donate money to the space station.
$500 million.
I thought
like
they said $5,000. Was
like
it right? Or was it more?
Don't he own the spaceship?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
So he's just going to give it more funds. We'll get to
give
plot hole major.
No, but he says he's going to give the money because he's not actually going to give the money.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they're all jazzed. And they're like, this guy's the great. He's the greatest. He's the best. And Xenon's still like, you guys aren't seeing the truth. And so Nebula made Xenon this little holographic earring for her trip. It's and then the Xenon flies on Wyndham's shuttle back to Earth, which is like
with that lady,
awkward
with
major.
Our, with our favorite Captain Lacey.
Our favorite captain. A black queen.
Yes.
she, oh, the one that's like, the boosters aren't cool yet. Yeah. You gotta pull the boosters.
For some reason, all the black people have to do all the work in this movie.
All the work.
She is the captain of the ship. But for some reason, she got to come out like the flight attendant and be like, hey, y'all, the ship about to pull off. So everybody get on Xenon, pull up, we're leaving. Ship about to leave. And then she got to go get on the ship, get everybody buckled in. And like, she did all the
jobs. But she doesn't wait for anybody.
And you know in the
people are up and she's like, okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 8, let's go. God. Come on.
In the middle of the flight, she's grabbing everybody's snacks. She's making sure everyone's okay.
She works so hard. But yeah, there were definitely people who got sucked up into the back of the spaceship because it was like the little spaceship flight attendant had like sat Xenon down. And then the black lady was like, 10, 9, 8, 7, 4. And like the assist was like
up.
Still walking around. And they had pulled off. They just pulled out.
It's just a little commuter shuttle, you know. Yeah, we don't have to make sure everyone's pinned down.
She's in a hurry. She got places to be.
She said that if they don't leave at a certain time, their flight is scrubbed.
They're going to miss that weather. Yeah. They're going to miss that good weather.
The weather's crazy.
She said, y'all not about to make me miss my flight, okay? So, I work too hard for this job.
So they land, and Xenon has a really awkward face-off with Lutz and Wyndham. She's like, look, I don't trust you. Yeah, she's like, literally...
hair behind the ear turn
and then but right away she's feeling very like allergic and gravity is really doing a number
on her. She can't stand up.
It's tough. Everything's heavy.
It's like she has zero upper body strength. Which they should work on that in space.
They really should
have some upper body strength.
They have stationary bikes.
And also, I didn't understand, like, I hated that she had to just give herself away to them. She was like, I don't trust either of you. I know what you're up to.
Right. Yeah, she got to keep
her. Here's my secret thing I have on my ears.
Really but showing all her cards.
You could have held some of those cards.
Like, I don't trust you. I'm going to figure out what you're doing. Then I'm going to fly back up to the space station and change it.
See y'all later.
Yeah. Don't bother watching the rest of the movie.
She's a 13-year-old girl.
Then we meet...
Her Aunt Judy.
Who she shades constantly.
She hates space. I do too. Yeah.
She's like scared of it.
Yeah, it's scary.
I mean, who wouldn't be? It seems scary. Yeah. Going to space seems very scary.
Also, this is wrong because VW bugs are no longer a thing.
This is wrong. Yeah. This is inaccurate.
Volkswagen probably sponsored that because they had two bugs.
Oh my
gosh,
they only had bugs.
They were like the car of the future.
In the 90s, the bugs were... coming back.
Oh, yeah. So wait, this movie's 21 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the movie takes place in the year 2049.
Right? I was 7 when this came out.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Me too.
I realized I was like young. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, so they thought 2049 was about to be like lit. Like we was about to be in the sky.
Oh, my favorite thing in that movie was when she has lunch with Aunt Judy and Aunt Judy's like, justifying why this place looks normal. And it's like, it's not like these other cities like New York and LA that's like super tech heavy. This is Harkins, we're letting progress take its natural course.
Like, we didn't have money for special effects. We didn't have special effects budget, so I just want to imagine.
Great writing.
Yeah, we're in Toronto.
Nice save.
Good justification.
We're like the Amish of the future.
We keep it real.
They have stuff, but they're like a beach town.
Yeah, right. We still have the ocean. We still have, you know, French fries.
Horses.
We'll get to
Florida,
that.
Florida, because that's where Cape Canaveral is.
They shot in Canada, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is it supposed to be in America?
I don't know.
So they go to lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's these mean bullied at the table nearby. And
this girl. What's her name?
Margie.
Number one hater.
Oh, yeah.
And she's always in a fur, honey.
Oh, yes. Always in a fur.
Because her daddy has money. She has money.
Yeah.
Well, you got money. You got to wear fur trim.
You do. You
got to let them know.
The freshest kill.
Yeah.
The thinnest. Little fur trim, pink fur trim I've ever seen in my entire life. Walking around like she owns the place.
So that's what we meet Margie, Andrew, right? That's the black one.
Yes,
and
Andrew,
that creepy
Greg.
Oh, he's endearing.
He was
I'm sorry, Rachel. What? Lacey and I both agreed on this 100%, God. And we have come to the conclusion that Gregory is a sociopath.
And a murderer.
And murderer, what? Yes.
Yes. You okay? This is how he looks at you.
Y'all
from,
were charmed.
I think he
See,
thought
they were,
he
they were
was
charmed.
Being brooding,
okay. Yeah.
But he kept looking at her from under the
yes.
brow.
Yes, no, like, you're right. You
like,
are
this
right.
is not how you look at somebody you like.
You're right about staring at her.
You're right. Yeah. You're right about that.
He was,
creepy.
He was like thinking about putting her in his freezer.
Yeah.
He was a murderer.
he was creepy. He was very creepy.
And like they, and I know that they were trying to, maybe editors did this to him too. Sorry, boy. But they, I know they're trying to establish that he was smitten with her, but the shots of him staring at her were too long, unwavering,
weird,
and like his face was stoic, no smile, no merriment.
Like I do agree.
He's impressed
a little
by
too long.
The outer space girl.
He was Ted Bundy.
I don't know. This must have been before he's in that movie Small Soldiers.
Yeah. That's right. That yes.
So
yes.
I think this was before though.
And he had like a CW show.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
It's Smallville. Like, no.
Sorry. So the Smurfs. Look at that.
It's like
yeah, that
with
one.
Brothers or something.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, Margie was a big hater from jump. She was
right
like,
away.
And she loves Greg, and Greg loves Xenon.
And in typical movie fashion at that time, she was a brunette, and Xenon was a blonde.
That's
and the blondes
right.
are always more beautiful.
Blondes have more fun and are more fun.
And brunettes are just haters. Yeah, and then she says something like. What was the first thing Margie says to Xenon?
Oh, she was
something about like, her Halloween costume.
Yes, she's like, "Oh, nice outfit. Are you? Is it 6 months too early for Halloween?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then Xenon's like, "Yeah, I guess it is. I have to borrow your face because it's ugly."
No, she's like, "Can I borrow that mask you're wearing?"
Yeah.
Yes.
Sick burn.
Xenon could read.
Xenon
she read
got
the girls
it.
Down.
Yeah.
For
Xenon
filth.
Got
she
it.
She did. Yeah. She's yeah. She was on top of it
Hell
for
yeah.
sure. Yeah, so those kids are mean, and they just Xenon asks Aunt Judy if they can leave because they're just like ragging on her.
Yeah, well, she didn't like, ask. She ran Aunt Judy. Okay, she never asked Aunt Judy for shit.
Aunt Judy is very passive. She's a bit of a mess.
Judy came back from the bathroom ready for a chicken finger, and Xenon was like, "We're leaving, sis. Get your purse." Let's go to your crap house that I don't want to live in.
Oh.
You coward. Fire up the bug.
Oh my God.
Fire up the bug.
So, yes, Judy. And then like this, Judy has like a heart to heart with Xenon. She's like, "Look, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm glad you're here and I support you and good night." So that's just basically that relationship.
Yeah.
It's I think Aunt Judy's sweet. She tries. It's the opposite
I
of
like
Xenon's
when she's
parents.
Like, I would cook you dinner, but I don't want to torture you on the day that you've been grounded, basically.
Yeah.
And I like that she has a feud with the mama because she's like, "So how's your mom? Still skinny?"
I know. Yeah, there is some shade there between the mom and
which
Aunt
I appreciate
Judy.
That because the mom is trash.
Yeah, the mom is trash.
Throw the mom out
the
to
mom
space.
The mom is the actual villain of this
she
movie.
She is.
She really is.
Throw her to space.
Yeah, she makes it all by herself with her stress helmet.
Yeah.
Come on.
She was so nasty.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. But I hate her.
So Xenon's like iPad thing can only call her parents. It's been blocked. And this is when she's like, "One sin minor and my life is a living black hole."
Yeah.
That is poetry.
Classic.
That was
a great
line. Is tiny. One sin minor.
Minor.
One
Major,
little thing.
Huge.
Well,
minor,
it's a black
little.
Hole. So everything's hole. Being sucked into oblivion.
Uh-huh.
Bad.
Yeah.
Everything is like so 2000s
and
style
then get
on
to
Earth.
See school. Her at school.
Yes.
Oh,
and they
that's
do the
right.
They do the classic thing that I hate in movies where they're like, "This is our new student. Her name is extra points if they get the name wrong," which they do.
Right on car.
Actually,
Xenon.
It's like that. Why does that happen? Has that ever happened to you guys in real life?
Well,
a new student is like introduced in front of the class like that?
Maybe. I'm from Texas. We do like pageantry. So, you know, we pledge our own flag.
Okay.
We definitely introduce students.
Okay.
And then if you become a citizen, they say it on the morning announcement.
No way. Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
That's funny. Like, I don't doubt that it exists, but I just, like, in all
it's such
of
a
my
trope.
Years.
To
yeah.
You.
And
yeah,
also, they
it's
get
trope.
It wrong.
Yeah.
I would say Mean Girls did it best because they said this is Caddy Heron, and it was just a mispronunciation. I feel like Radon is like, did you read the paper?
I
papers?
Always
figured, like, her. That's
her mom
like,
or
full
something.
Name.
Oh.
You know how, like, you have, like, you go by
you
your middle
read
name.
The paper? Did you read your script today? That shit was a mistake.
Made a name up.
No, that's her, like, birth name, but she goes by Xena. Radon.
It is weird. Like, there could have been a joke there, but they didn't do it. They didn't take it.
And then we're like, Radon is a cool name, too.
And then Margie just started dragging her out of the blue.
No. Yeah. By the way, there was so much venom.
What did she do to you?
Well, her whole thing is she's like, I'm trying to separate you from my boy.
Yeah.
Because she thinks they're dating, but in fact, Gregory cannot stand
her. Oh, he says, read my flapping lip.
Yeah, which is, again, murder.
Murder. Who doesn't associate flapping lips with murder?
You know, I'll be murdered.
Yeah, exactly. So they're in the pool. She pushes Xenon.
Which I was like, this is attempted murder. Like, Margie, it's not that serious. She was like, if she dies, then she won't get my man. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
She didn't think that through. Margie was like, that's why they belong together, because Gregory is also a murderer.
Yeah,
so
that's
Margie.
True.
Yeah, you can have two murderers
don't make a right.
No, they're not on the same page. No.
That's true. They're on the same page.
So it's like a whole series of unfortunate events, sort of. So she can't swim. Chemistry class is crazy. She like burns something up.
Still Fahrenheit.
We're so unevolved on Earth. And then buying lunch is hard. She's like, money? Just like, remember Jasmine was like, what's money?
That's right. What's money?
But also, Aunt Judy. You ain't said, give my sister no coins.
You
ain't put no money on her little school bag.
She doesn't know what she's doing. She's new to this.
She's like, I don't know, money.
Money or food?
Mm. Give her a break.
So Greg comes to the rescue because he's been stalking her.
That's right. Yes. Gives her $1.75 for a what? Banana, orange, and a grape juice?
So I was like, Xenon, are you on a diet? What kind of diet is this?
No food, you guys.
They not eating on the space station.
She's probably never had fruit.
They had like processed
freeze
dried.
Drinkable, soylent.
But if we got technology, they ain't got to stall this space. I don't know.
This shit is no.
So
I don't fuck with that. Like, y'all eating freeze dried food for like years, decades.
Yeah, that's why everyone's so skinny in space.
So
except for weak.
This is when so he obviously likes her and he's like, I think it's macro you grew up in space. And he starts giving her a vocabulary lesson and she's not having it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so rude to him after he immediately gave her money. Like, sis, you can be polite. Like, she was like, get away from me.
But also get away from her.
But also get away from her.
Yeah.
He likes her.
Later that night, Xenon vents to Aunt Judy about the fact that she basically can't control her impulses to be rebellious, but she still believes that, you know, what she thinks is true. And she's sad that she's going to miss her chance to dance with Protozoa. And Aunt Judy's apartment has been ransacked.
That's right.
Yeah.
Something's crazy.
But trying to look for her earring.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's missing. Yeah, exactly.
So also, doesn't make sense how it was ransacked because they're looking for something so small. Yeah. So if y'all are just throwing things around, couldn't you potentially be covering up the thing you're looking for?
He's frustrated. Look through. Yeah. He's frustrated.
Thumb through the
This
the
was not
content.
Thought out very well.
No, the TV was shifted. Yeah. Where'd you thought it was in the
look in the jewelry box. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe, I don't know, the bathroom.
You're supposed to snoop like a nosy girlfriend. Nosy girlfriend snoop. Not like ransack. We're looking for a human.
Not burglar running from.
Guys, he's dumb.
Also, I don't believe he's that strong. He must have had to send some
somebody
people
else,
over there.
There had to be a goon. Yeah. There had to be somebody else doing that.
And a dumb goon.
So, yeah. So,
yeah. And then the next day at school, this is when she's trying to get her iPad or whatever to make calls.
And debugged,
of course, she needs help. And she sees Greg typing away
at a
computer.
Fast typer equals smart person.
Yeah.
Or good at internet.
Yeah exactly. So she's like, he knows how to type, so he'll be able to fix my text
problem. And this
was
a huge misdirect because he never fixed any technical problems.
Well, he didn't do shit. He didn't do anything.
No.
No, yeah, the other kid.
Oh, no, he did do one thing.
He did do it.
He taught her how to ride a horse.
Which was so unnecessary, and I personally have a theory that Greg is doing inappropriate things with those horses.
Oh my god! You did.
Oh my god!
He's a creep. He is a creep.
Oh brother!
He's a creep.
Because he's like, he's like trying to bond with her, so he takes her to this horse ranch where he works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I guess they were trying to think, they're like, what can we put, like, what would they not have had in space she'll be interested
by? Yeah, but also the 90s loved horses.
They did.
Full
and then
house.
He's teaching her how to brush the
horse. It was
weird.
I didn't like that.
And then
why
do they have to put their hands on top of each other hand to brush the horse?
I feel like that's a trope. I feel like I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't like, you know, we were talking about like him getting on the horse before helping her get up on the horse and being like, get up, was so like, ew. No, wow. You help her get on the horse and then you get on the horse.
You guys are expecting a lot of Greg.
Hell yeah.
He is 13 years old. Do better,
Greg.
But also I thought that maybe Disney was trying to avoid a moment where like he would have to like touch her get her on the horse.
So then edit that whole part out then.
Yeah.
Yeah, just you have them cut to on horse.
Or be on, I guess they can't be on different horses because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
So they have to be on the same horse.
I established that the editor doesn't know how to cut to or cut out.
Yeah, that's
bad editing. Bad editing.
This movie would have been 15 minutes shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She could have rode the horse and then he could have led it for her first time.
That's what you do when you're not a murderer.
Yeah.
That's
but they wouldn't have gotten as far as the beach if
that's
they didn't.
That's true. They had a whole day of fun. They like really spent the whole day out.
I don't know. In Cabo, they lead me on the horse and we get plenty of fun.
All day date.
They take my pictures.
I picture them just dropping you in the middle of nowhere with a horse being like, bye.
But also this leads to the moment that happens right after where they have dinner.
Yeah.
And this is when I really started hating Gregory. Yes.
We really did not like Gregory,
with the fire of a thousand
suns. Oh, my God.
So they're sitting at dinner, and my girl, Zenot, is eating her onion rings and her chicken, just all the fried foods, getting her life.
She ordered everything.
And he says, I said I'd buy you one meal, not 10.
Yeah. It's a joke because she ordered everything on the menu.
Did you see his face, though? It was not joking. And then he says, I'm going to have to work so many shifts at the horse table to pay for
this. It's expensive. She's ordering the whole menu.
Y'all are defending Gregory too much.
I mean, I think you guys are digging it a little too much.
He said it without a smile. Okay. He was gaslighting her.
Yeah. No personality whatsoever behind those dead
gaslighting
eyes.
Her. Oh, she only ordered that much food.
She ordered so much food.
That's not 10 dinners, though.
He's a 13-year-old boy.
But he could have been like, he could have been vulnerable with it. He could have been like, yo, is he not chill? I'm 13. Like, I can't afford all this.
He should have had a little more tact. That would have been sweet.
You know who wouldn't have
said, was gonna beat her ass.
Do you know who wouldn't have said stuff like that?
Oh my God.
Austin or whatever the hell his name is.
Austin. Computer.
Interested in anyone other than computers.
So you're saying he should
have he's the
so
love
he
interest
should have
in
been a little more gentle, maybe said like, hey, let's finish what we have here first, and then if we're still hungry, we'll order more.
Okay. Or it would have worked if he had just said the line of like, man, I'm gonna have to work at the horse stables a bunch to pay for this. Then I would have been like, sure, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
right,
he's poor,
right.
And he's a kid. Kids are poor.
Yeah.
So most kids. some kids are not poor. I do say they're all unemployed.
Well, but not this kid. He was employed.
Yeah, he was employed. This kid was employed. Being a creep. But I didn't like that moment at all. I did not like it.
I mean, the line is fine. It's just the delivery. I just didn't like the actor.
He had a bad line right after that, where they walk to the creek and Xenon's like, oh, my legs are so white.
Oh, that whole bit is weird.
And
the fact
like,
that
she
has
fine.
To say that. Yeah, he's like, they're fine. But it's like halfway between they're fine, like, don't worry, and like, they're
it's
fine.
Supposed to be cute. He's checking out her legs.
Maybe it was just his delivery. Maybe it was just his delivery because he still had that creepy face.
He
and I was
did.
Like, I don't know what you mean.
Like,
they're
we don't fine. Like him. We don't like him.
They're fine. They'll be good in my freezer.
Right. That's what I got. That's what it was. We're starting to convince you.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing.
We'll never get Rachel, but I don't know.
I'm seeing it. I'm starting to see what you're saying.
But also I like the white line because I was like, this was the era of white women really enjoying being white women and just being just so wonderfully white and frolicky and gorgeous and like
blonde,
you know, and
blonde
and like
blonde,
they
blonde.
Didn't have to go to the Queen Latifah section in the Rite Aid and buy the brown makeup and you know, and highlight
this
and
was
contour.
Before any POCs
before
were cover girls.
Yeah. It's before the Kardashians told white women they needed to not look white anymore. And I loved it. Chef's kiss.
What a time. It was such a different time, only 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. But anyway, yeah.
That Greg's trying to break into the iPad or whatever, and that's when he's like, we have to talk to Andrew, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Greg somehow did hack into Wyndham's database thing and see that Wyndham doesn't have money.
Yeah. So he is good at computers, you guys.
And they figure out that the earring is what they're looking for.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they recreate hate the whole scene.
Andrew could have did all of that.
She happens to be like, and then I tucked my hair behind my ear and I wiggled and the like, disc in his face. And he's
like, wait a second, were you wearing that? And she's like, oh yeah, I was. And it's like, it's probably that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So we experienced some real rain. Margie's threatened some more. And this is when, okay, Andrew takes a look at this disc that they have.
He uses his
King Andrew king. Slash Austin.
slash Antonio. Imagine
any A name really will work. So he sees it's a virus and it's starting to eat through his computer. And then he realizes they're going to use this to destroy the space station.
Yeah. Right. His computer blows up.
Oh, yeah.
Also, it's literally an image of a worm. Yes, yeah. It's a literal image of a worm eating the computer and that when he starts smoking.
This is what viruses are. They're worms that eat your computer.
And yeah, it's like, right. It's like,
it winked, too.
It winked.
Just like the Wyndham.
That's
Wyndham.
Right.
Wyndham
wink. Wyndham wink.
It was like, wink.
Copyright.
The Wyndham wink.
Trademarked.
The nastiest wink of all. And that this brings me to my next point, which is like, I'm not going to speed forward in the story, but there is a thing of like, this little boy, Andrew, they keep destroying his stuff
without his permission. Car.
And that made me mad. They blew his computer
That's
up.
Right.
They're going to wreck his mom and dad a car later. Yeah.
That's right. Maybe he's one of those rich kids, though. Like, it seems like he's got gadgets.
He seems to be very unfazed by them breaking his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh well, I'll just go get my shotgun. Get the other one.
Yeah, I think it was
That's
more
sad.
Than that.
That's sad.
So this is where there's a little face-off. Xenon calls her parents, then they act like nothing's wrong, even though the space station's falling apart around them.
Which is
tell your daughter what's happening.
Nope. Also, that's why I really started to hate the mom, because the daughter was like calling like, hey, Ma, the spaceship is about to go left. And she's like, everything's fine. And everything's like flashing in the background and fires are starting. Like, why don't you believe your daughter?
Exactly. And then they hang up and she's like, how did she know? It's like, why didn't you ask her?
Yeah.
She's not stupid.
Believe children. Hashtag believe children.
Hashtag believe children.
So Lutz confronts Greg and Xenon, and he says he wants the earring. And then they make like a little deal where Greg's like, you gotta sign this paper first.
And she's like, nope, here you go. And then he walks away and he's like, haha, no deal. And then,
but then
she's like, I can make as many as I want.
Because it's just nail polish painted onto a little circular plastic thing.
She really is. She'll be a good leader
one
day.
She's crafty.
She will. Very crafty.
She's very crafty. Yeah. And it turns out that she gave him a virus.
Yeah. That looks like her.
That looks like her.
Yeah.
And a jack in the box.
Yeah.
So it's the graphics in this. Yeah. It's
but
like
then
clip
she
art.
Has to contact Nebula and see when the next cargo ship is going so she can get on board. Mm-hmm. And they miss it, though.
They miss it. And then they're like, what do we do now? And they're like, but wait a second.
Zoom, Protozoa. Zoom.
Protozoa is about to fly out there.
Yeah.
So they sneak in. She grabs a drink. That's how she sneaks in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, this is after they crash Alejandro's car.
Andrew's car.
They take Andrew's self-driven car. And then they're like, hey, we need to get in here. This is Xenon. She's cool. Yeah. And they're like, we're actually looking for you. Yeah. Get out the car.
Yeah, we're going to detain you. And they're like,
sorry.
Psych.
Yeah, and then she steps on the gas. She
also, maybe if you want to detain somebody, don't be like, hey, we got to detain you. Like, maybe like bury the lead. Be like, maybe like, hey, step out the car, actually.
This man was not good.
But also, someone says that to you and her reaction's like, all right, see ya. Like, or what? She was like in
She said sorry, and then
gotta go.
She stepped
it was
on.
So jokey.
Aaron's gas.
AJ.
Aaron's,
oh my God.
And ran his car through the gate.
Yes. It's a glass gate.
Yes.
That's right. So they're at this party. They meet Protozoa.
And he's like, she's like, that's me. I gave you that. Yeah. And he looks closely and he sees the picture and he's like, it is you.
Yeah, it is you. And he's like there. He's like charming
he's got the
everybody.
Frosted ass.
It's
very
90s.
He's
like,
very
okay, then little girl, don't care where your parents are. You're going to fly on a spaceship with me.
I can't upset my fans. They're expecting me to dance with this little girl. You know?
Protozoa. Like, I love him. He's great.
And then everyone, all the guards are so charmed by him.
Yeah. He's like, you'll want to be rock stars.
Yeah.
Then the guy takes off the tie being like, but it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Now?
What
he's like, fuck this job. I want to be a rock star. Yeah.
Now you work for me.
Right now you're just leaving your henchman job.
Yeah.
You know, what capacity? Can you play the drums? Can you sing? No? Okay.
No. Yeah. So Xenon is about to go to space. but her plans are foiled by Aunt Judy.
Yeah,
who goes up to Wyndham and is like, what have you done with Xenon? And he's like, what are you talking about? She's not here. And she's like, yes, she is. She's right there. And then he sees that she's getting on the plane with Protozoa. And then they're like, oh, we got to go after them.
Yeah.
But before they go, they give us, they tell us their inner monologue to make the whole movie make sense. And it still didn't make sense.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, is this where? Oh, yes. Lutz is like, it's a brilliant plan of a smokescreen sending the popular rock band off into space, and then it's going to blow up. Yeah. And it's going to look like we didn't have anything to do with it. It's like, whoa, what?
But I was also like, why y'all blowing it up?
Why are the insurance money?
Because he doesn't have any money.
Oh, yeah. So okay, I missed that. Yeah. I was like, why are they blowing it up?
Yeah.
He's going to get the insurance. It's insurance fraud. Mm-hmm. But then also in the process, he's going to kill thousands of people.
People and one of the most famous rock stars in the galaxy. Time, Wow.
I also don't feel like him being like, them being like, oh, we sent up a popular band, so everyone's going to think we would never blow it up because of the band.
No. Why would they send up a band and then blow it up?
This was not a carefully thought out plan.
It's because they said that the microchip takes longer on the ship, so I feel like they didn't realize how long it was gonna take.
What's also funny to me is that the second they find out that Xenon is going up there, they're like, oh no, we gotta stop her. Like, she's the only one who can foil their plans.
So then they get in there, they get in the plane, but they're sent in the back of the plane because our girl
is pulling off. Yeah. They got on the plane. She was like, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's just go.
They get blown to the back of the plane via gravity.
And then Xenon slides down and she locks them in the back.
Yeah.
Where they have a lover's quarrel. She's like, you're going to space?
Trying
to
face your fears. I'm not ready for
you. Poor Judy. I really felt for her here. Yeah. She really didn't mean to do that.
Xenon, why you got to be shading on Judy? She's on the plane. I know, she was like, really... wow, Aunt Judy, you going to take your punk ass to space? Okay. Not like you, but
so they're hyperventilating.
Live. And then the two guys I love, they were having a little lover's quarrel.
They really were.
In the little suitcase bin, like, oh, you think that toothpick's going to work? I don't know. I'm trying something, boss. And then I was like, they're in there doing it. That's my imagination. Why not?
It's love. It's queer love.
Yes.
So they get up to space.
Yeah. And it's falling apart.
And immediately Wyndham's like, I have to leave right now. It's like, oh, you have to leave? Well, you think all these other people are just having a great time standing around?
Well, he didn't realize the ship was finna blow up. They opened the doors and everything was aflame. And he was like, actually, never mind. Yeah.
This was not a good idea.
So then he talks to Miss Black Lady.
Yeah.
Pilot. And he's like, Miss Black Lady pilot, we got to go right now. She was like, we can't go right now.
We got to pull
the rocket boosters.
Yeah. We got to clear, like, the most eloquent actor of this entire movie.
Oh, she's
we have to clear the rocket boosters.
We have to clear the rocket boosters.
And by that, she means she got to do it herself because she do everything on the station. Right. She was like, I got to go get the scrub brush. What you talking about? We ain't going nowhere.
So Xenon does some fancy computer work while, you know, telling everybody that she was right all along.
Yeah. And then, of course, she gets it right after it's like down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then it's like dark. And then it's everything's fine.
Oh, fixes it. The concert goes on. And everyone's unfazed. Yeah. They're like, we almost died. Let's have a concert.
I have to point out the computer because Oscar and I were talking about how aware the spaceship was.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
this. The spaceship was like, I'm going to blow up in 20 seconds. Yes. then she's like typing like HTRL.
Oh my God, so slow, so slow.
HQ F4, control alt, not delete.
Oh my God.
She's bad with codes as we've seen at the beginning of the movie.
And then when the computer is rehabilitated, the computer has emotions. It was like, system. Rehabilitated?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's why does the computer have emotions?
That's so funny. And also, why is that programmed in the computer at all that it knows about self-destruction and all these things? And
it knows it's about to blow up.
Everything knows self-destruction. I'm going to make it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Computer fine?
Yeah. Wow. I'll live to see another day. Oh, thank you.
And what about all the shit that blew up? Is that going to be good? A lot of stuff blew up.
There's a lot of construction they have to do.
That's fine.
Now that the guy that owns it is probably going to jail for attempted murder.
Oh, yeah, they're shutting all that down.
Yeah, there's like, that's what Xenon the Zequel should be about, which it's not. Like, what happens after all this cleanup?
Who's going to fund the ship? They still need money.
I mean, there's got to be a board of directors or something who then will take over and hopefully fund the
space. But they don't have money.
And also, where did Wyndham go?
Bankruptcy.
Where did Wyndham and him
Yeah, what happened to Wyndham? Did he get arrested?
Space State Jail.
Yeah, they just maybe. Left.
They did arrest him, right? Because Plank catches him and Lutz, and they put him in a like space jail.
Ooh,
yeah. We space left out cuffs. An important part. When Judy and Xenon got on the space station.
Oh my God, yes, of course.
Judy immediately falls in love with Plank.
Oh, so
poor
necessary.
Judy. Well, oh no, Judy, no.
When Xenon has her romantic no. date in Lorraine and then comes home, and Judy is watching the whole time and has like a towel ready for her. And then she's like, "You've only been here 5 days and you're already having better luck with guys."
Oh, yeah. Judy. The truth was, there desperate. Wasn't a man on earth for Judy.
Yeah, she
so
needed-
she goes wow. to the first man she sees in space yeah. and is immediately like, okay.
But yeah, I mean,
you guys, love is love, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you, I guess so. But it felt like she really it. Wasn't into
yeah, like,
him.
Yeah, like some of us like creepy guys. Some of us don't.
Yeah.
You know, they really rushed that meet cute
they
though.
Really
so
did.
Yeah, yeah. It was
they like,
they're
like explosion.
In
hi.
Isn't
hi.
Funny if a woman who hates space dates a guy who runs a space station.
Oh, what a comedy.
Why wasn't that the sequel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Spin off.
Yeah.
So that they're at the concert.
Yes.
So that and boy, is it popping.
Yeah. Woo. And then Prozo stops before he sings his big song and he's like, Xenon gave me, she saved the world. So yeah. she yeah. gave me two things she wanted. First, she wants me to dedicate this song to her boy, Greg. And he's
very
on FaceTime.
Very special guy.
And he really does not look like he cares at
no,
all.
No, he does not care
he
at all.
He looked like a murderer.
And then in the middle of the song, he stops and he's like, the second thing she wants is for instead of dancing with her, I'm going to dance with her best friend, Nebula. Yeah. Yeah.
Which like finally Nebula gets some due. Yeah. Like yeah. you've been running Nebula.
Finally.
But at first she looks so pissed because
she
doesn't
very annoyed.
She doesn't know that it's her. And yeah. she's like, yeah. why would you do that?
And even then was like, you should go. And I'm like, oh, Nebula, just take it.
You
girl.
Know she's yeah. a black supportive friend.
Come
she's
on.
Like, I don't deserve yeah. this. Yeah. I am the black supportive friend. I am just here to support. I say, you go, girl. And she's like, you're right. I will say, you go, girl, yeah. to myself. Yeah.
She dances.
She grabs a tambourine. Doesn't touch. No. Like doesn't really use it at all.
No one uses the instruments that they no, have out there. The song itself has no guitar in it, but everyone's no. holding a guitar.
Yeah.
Not strumming.
There's like
them.
Seven. Guitars, hey, yeah.
It's 2049 guitars, and they don't make guitar sounds. They make zoom zoom
synth sounds.
Yeah. That's
okay.
right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Once again, the props department living, you know, dreaming up something that doesn't
I'm
need to exist.
I'm an apologist. I will explain everything for you. It makes sense.
I read the books, and I'm really tearing into it. You know, but I did like Xenon. Yeah. It's just. That concert, boy oh boy, he was singing without a mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Singing without a mic. And there was some distortion there too in the voice.
He has maybe one of those small microphones.
Yeah.
One of his little frosted tips.
Yeah.
Is a mic.
Those are microphones.
Yeah. He had a microphone implanted in his vocal cords.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a future, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. 2049.
Exactly.
And then I really hated this moment when they had the mom come hug her and dance. I was like, you don't deserve to be here. Okay.
No,
if everything was left up to you, sis, we would have been dust. Okay,
true.
We would have been space matter major.
True.
Okay, get
space
out of here.
Matter major.
Go sit down somewhere.
Oh,
yeah, right like, after that moment, Xenon emancipated from her family.
Oh,
yeah,
I was like, Dad is fine.
Yeah, but the mom was toxic.
Excommunicate the mom. That's what I wanted
Ground
the last
mom.
Scene to be. Is they throw the mom into space.
Oh no.
Sends her to space jail with Wyndham and
so they throw the mom into space and that's the end of the movie.
That's it. Yeah,
that was how it should have been.
We do see Aunt Judy and Plank dancing.
Oh brother. Oh.
They're in love.
Yeah.
They are in love.
Love at first
wow.
sight.
What would you say is the moral of Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century?
Don't listen to your parents.
I know.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. It's go with your gut. When a guy is being creepy, he's a creep.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go with your gut. Haters gonna hate, but
yes.
you can also make them work for you. And I learned that in 48 Laws of Power. No one works harder for you than someone who hates you.
That's true.
Because they want to show you up. So you just keep, just let them have moments where they think that they're proving you're inferior. But meanwhile, they're doing all the work you need to do.
Wow.
And they're doing it well. And that's what Margie was in this. That's what she
that's
was.
That's true.
A hardworking hater.
Yeah.
Margie has a bigger part in the sequel.
She becomes a friend, I assume.
Yeah. Because she's a friend at the end. Like, she did, let's...
Because she's the one who gives Xenon the idea...
Oh, that microbe is going.
Exactly.
She's like, oh, no, microbe's going to explode, too.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes. I would say the moral of this is acknowledge your POC friends that are doing all the work for you.
Yeah, and remember their names.
Yeah, remember their names.
We don't have to.
We don't have to. Alfonso.
But she does reward one of them. She wrecks one's computer and car, but the other one, she does give a dance opportunity with Rhoda.
Dance opportunity, yes.
Exactly.
The moral of the story is if you're a little rebellious, your life's going to be tricky because...
If
you're a little rebellious, you're not always right, but you're not always wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
maybe
that.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. You're not always right, but you're not always wrong.
Or keep speaking up, even when people tell you to stop.
Hey.
Keep smiling, keep shining.
Yes. That's what we can't. We don't have the rights for that song.
Sorry.
We don't have the rights.
All right, let's cast it. Who would we be in Xenon Girl for the 21st Century? Claire, Aunt Judy.
Oh boy! I mean, you're right.
Dang, Aunt Judy.
Wow, dang!
You're afraid of space.
Lacey. Let's see. See, you're my captain. You're the captain.
You are what? So rude. I am not the captain.
Oh, my God.
If anything, I'm the evil mom.
No, shut up.
No, I think you're the evil Xenon because you're like the free thinker. You're independent.
Yeah, that's true. You are. Yeah. And she was scamming too. Like, she is a scam goddess. Xenon is a scam. Putting nail polish on those. That's a scam goddess.
Yes, walk me to my.
Thank you. The captain.
Wow. Now I know what you think,
Oscar. I think that you're the captain.
I'll take it. I love that character.
I think you're Mr. Perez.
I would be playing Mr. Perez if this was updated.
You're Andrew.
I am Andrew. Yes, I am Andrew. 100%. I'm either Andrew or her gay friend with a very tight purple shirt.
Leo. Yeah, very tight. His shirt's so tight, but he's so tiny that it's still
loose. It's just
loose.
Very uncomfortable. It's so weird.
It's giving me like starving
so
children
weird.
Vibe. I don't like it.
Rachel, you're Nebula in this.
Nebula?
Yeah, you're so positive.
Oh. Yeah, because he's
positive.
Supportive. And you dance with Protozoa at the end.
And you have great intros. Nebula had that one intro where she pops her head up.
Oh my God, so cute.
She's like, what's up, girl?
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh yeah, when she comes through the ceiling.
Yes.
All right, let's rate this out of 5 earrings. Major. How many earrings? Major. Do you give Xenon Girl for the 21st Century?
I'll go first because I feel like I'm always the highest. This has a special place in my heart. I love it. Rewatching it was really fun. I don't see Greg being creepy.
You had a crush on him?
Yes. I had a crush. I want a boy looking at me. How cute is that? Just kidding. I'll give it 5 earrings, Major.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Greg really took an earring away from it for me.
Just one.
Greg is his own essence and being in the movie is removing one earring.
Well, he's removed from the sequel, so.
Which because they all realized he was creepy.
Yeah. Oh wow!
It was a unison vote that it was like this is
they're
we're
like,
all
right.
In
this movie could be huge. Yeah, we need to remove this one person.
I give this movie 3.5 earrings, Major.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give this movie 3 earrings, Major. It was fun. It was fun to watch it with Lacey and to laugh about it. We had a good time watching that movie. If I was watching it by myself, I'd probably be like, oh, okay, this is dragging a little. It's a little much. But I did like how it sort of created a fun little universe in terms of like language. It's like a good sci-fi movie that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you had your own language, your own culture, your own society. It was like really cute that way. I like that.
It's a little hard for me to separate the nostalgia bit from rewatching bit, but now rewatching, I'm like, oh, it's not like as great as I remember, but you're right. So much of it is the world they've created that's fun. So I'm going to give it 4 earrings major, holographic earring majors.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's what was the explanation world. that they said? Zetus Lapidus?
Zetus Lapidus.
Zetus Lapidus.
Zetus Lapidus.
Too long of an exclamation phrase.
Zetus Lapidus.
Zetus Lapidus.
Oh my God. Zetus Lapidus.
Lacey,
I love Rachel. I love your energy.
Lacey, where can people find you on the internet?
Ooh, you can find me at Scam Goddess if you'd like to listen to my podcast. It's fun. Oscar's done it.
Yes.
Also, you can find me at DIVALACI Diva Lacey on all platforms.
Yay. Heck yes. And Florida Girls, oh my God, that show. You in that show. Get out of here.
Oh, thank you. Oh. And if you like Single Parents, it's also at ABC, which that's Disney true. Owns. I play a pregnant lady on yeah. there, which Ooh. Gives me anxiety. Her name is Sharon. She's back this season, and she's yeah. so pregnant.
Woo-hoo.
So.
Yes. Watch. Lacey, yes. thank you so much for being a guest
thank
on the
you
podcast.
For having me.
We had such a blast with you. Zetus Lapidus, it is time to go.
I had a good time major. Fun time, mate, lunar.
Right, yes, Linarius. Mm-hmm. We need to get on that ship because that ship late. She's counting to from 10
yeah.
right now, so we gotta run.
Oh, she yeah. counts fast.
She counts fast. So we gotta go. We gotta go.
It's not 10 seconds.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Hey, party people. Thank you for joining us in the vault. We just want to give you a heads up that next week we're going to be talking about Can of Worms.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This is the one that people have been like, Oscar, you would love this one. So I'm excited to see Can of Worms.
I can sort of see why people would say that, but also it's funny
no
to
idea.
Me.
Yeah.
I guess because they're just like funny creatures.
Yeah.
And you funny are a funny creature.
I'm excited.
I don't know.
Is it about camp? That's what I'm thinking it's
no.
about.
Is it about camp?
Yeah, because no. worms camp worms are in camp. No. I don't know why I thought camp, but
worms are also in fishing, like, worms yeah. are in gardening.
It's a fishing movie.
It's a fishing movie.
Not even close.
They don't have a fishing decom, do they?
Not yet.
Well, Camp Rock.
Right. Camp Rock is very fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we're going to be watching that. So keep up with us and make sure that you're chatting with us via Twitter at ITDV Podcast or on Instagram or at Inside the Disney Vault.
Yeah.
That's where you can find us.
And watch it on Disney Plus.
Yep.
Thanks, Disney Plus.
Thank you. Sponsored by Disney Plus. Just kidding. But we're here for you if you would like.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. See this, Lupita.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside 5 reindeer by an alien with grills for hands, or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.